You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome. Join our regular team and maybe a few special guests as they give you the lowdown on movies, TV shows, games, or just whatever they want to talk about. It's the best of geek from week to week, live on Twitch and direct in your ears via the podcast.
For centuries, there was harmony. The Titans were the guardians of nature, and the great apes became the protectors of humanity. We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What? Is that a mini Kong?
Oh my God.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war. What is that?
Can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
The last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. They just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
We've made some minor augmentations.
Oh.
Konnichiwa, bitches. I'm back and I came bringing kaiju.
I love the fact that all of our mics got cut out during that moment.
Because
I couldn't hear Dion, couldn't hear you, it couldn't hear myself.
Yeah, so I could hear
the power of our roar.
Yeah, the kaiju zoom, the great kaiju zoom silencing.
Welcome to the Periodic Table of Awesome. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all back.
Very well.
What's going on?
Yes.
It's been all over. People have been coming and going, and Jill's been here, and then Jill hasn't been here, and then Peter's been here, and then Peter hasn't been here, and then Quinny. No one really missed Quinny.
Nobody cares about Quinny. Okay, I'm comfortable with this. I'm fine with it. Jill, where have you been?
I've been in old Nippon, tracking old down Nippon. Godzilla himself.
Did you see our boy Gojira there?
I did. He has his own merch store.
Fuck yes.
Oh.
And what kind of merch can you buy of Godzilla?
You can get t-shirts, you can get magnets, you can get action figures. They've Sweet. Got
anything in particular, Jill?
I brought back the I
thought that was just actually Godzilla that was just coming across the thing.
He's behind you. Yeah. He's in front of you, but you know.
It's the bright red
This
Godzilla.
Is actually a gift for someone, but I thought he would like to feature on
Sure.
The show. I was going to say, if you move him closer to the camera, we can do some kind of thing where it's like forced perspective, where he's gigantic. There you go. Oh no!
I don't know why this is, but he looks delicious. It's like the most delicious icy pole Godzilla I've ever seen.
You know, yes. He's slightly orange mango flavored.
Yes, it's just
yeah, like maybe around. A raspberry orange or something like that.
Fuck yeah! I'm hungry for Godzilla.
So there's so much going on this week. I'm still out of what's going on. There is a lot on, and we're only talking about Godzilla X Kong, which came out a couple of weeks ago. Now,
a couple of weeks ago, yeah, right. Well, a couple of weeks ago, you saw this at a press screening, didn't you?
I saw the screening of this, which was, you know, I'm just going to say it was remarkably difficult to find a plus one at the time. Not because you wouldn't have taken it immediately, just most of people were out of way. And when I was selling it to people, I was like, "Hey, want to come watch Monkey Punch Lizard?" And everyone was like, "What? No, I don't want to see that. Why would I want to see that?" And I'm like, "That's fucking Godzilla Kong." And they're like, "No, why?" And I'm like, "Come on, yeah, I know. I had a hard time getting like."
Monkey Punch Lizard.
I am so down for Monkey Punch Lizard 2 Electric Boogaloo that this, like, I would have hobbled out of hospital if my doctor would have let me, but he was the kaiju in this situation.
Yes, and you know, Jill was just on holiday or something.
Yeah,
I could have postponed a flight to watch it, but
you went
all the way to the homeland of Godzilla.
I did.
You know,
I believe. I saw some friends who were also in Japan at the same time as you, Jill, and they went to find the Godzilla statue in a park somewhere. Like, there's
it's Nagoya, I want to say.
That sounds familiar.
It wasn't on my itinerary, so right? I didn't make a side trip, but
and by the looks of it, after seeing their photos.
You can zip fly into the mouth. And I'm like, sign me the fuck up.
That's the one I want to go to. Because there's a Godzilla theme park somewhere.
You can
zip line into Godzilla's screaming maw.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking.
Okay. Hang on. We need Australia. This is getting ridiculous. We need to import some Japanese think tanks for attractions here. Could you imagine, like, you know, the same sort of thing but Australian theme, like, you know, a zip lining into the pouch of a giant kangaroo, you know, and it's warm and fuzzy.
Australia's Wonderland. Shut it down 20 years ago.
What about one of those things where you could run across a field and avoid all the drop bears? You know,
I like the idea of, like, maybe just using the big things that we have around Australia at the moment and adapting them into rides. So, yeah. Like, you know, you can go into the giant potato, but then the giant potato goes on a massive track around something. Or you can go into
the giant potato, aka the giant turd.
Yeah. Yes. And maybe you could maybe you can lube yourself up and zip line into the ass of the giant sheep.
Yes, or maybe it could be like a science thing where you learn about, like, how
the gastrointestinal system.
Yeah, exactly. You go in through the mouth and you come out through the butt.
Yeah, sure. Actually, that'd be really interesting if you had a giant wombat and you could go in as leaves and come out as the square
little
poop.
Cubes.
It's like,
yeah,
how?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
How
and at the end of it, there's just these things going.
Yeah.
Yeah, or is like it, a trash is compactor.
Is a wombat sphincter like a car crusher? Just
and like Elsker Norgans, welcome to Drop Bear Park. No expense spared.
But to be completely Australian, it would all have to be rides that were actually harmless versions of things. So it's like, oh no, he's getting attacked by a crocodile. It's all right, it's a rubber one. We're fine. Because we live danger all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yeah, totally. I think we started exploring this in the early 90s with Piss Week World, and I feel like we need to go back there. Shout out to the D-Gen. Anyway, what we don't have anywhere in Australia at the moment is a megafauna big enough to enter us into Godzilla versus Kong, and I feel that this is a massive oversight. Like, we've had multiple of these Monarch MonsterVerse films, and as yet, nobody showed up in Australia.
You know it's going to be a giant fuck-off huntsman, and I'm not here for it.
And all these people going, it's as fucking big as a plate. It was big as my hand.
Yes.
Yeah, but you also know that Australians just be not fazed by it. Just like, get out of here, go on, you know, chasing
it
off with a broom. Fuck off.
You just come to Australia and find it under a glass.
A really big glass.
Like, what's under the dome? It's just sitting there going.
And also, it's basically harmless because, you know, we know that ants are, you know,
they're not toxic. They just bite.
Yeah. They'll bite, they'll stand up at you, but they're not.
Actually, you know, it wouldn't be under a glass. It would be under a giant ice cream container. And people were like, is it still under there? Like, we don't know. We're not checking.
It's Schrodinger's fucking kaiju right now.
Occasionally someone taps on it and they hear the scuttling and they're like, well, no, it's still there.
Still there. Still alive. What are we doing? Well, our think tank at the CSIRO is currently building the world's biggest spray can.
Maybe we could just slide the big bucket over a portal to Hollow Earth.
Actually, they're just like, oh, we're,
and then
we're,
hit the top of it.
We're currently logging most of Tasmania to create a giant sheet of paper to slide under the bucket. And then we're going to lift it up over the ocean and drop him away.
And just fling it.
Yeah, do that.
And as Ilskin points out, I'm not here to fuck spiders.
Well, if it's that big, you'll probably find one of the monsters to do it.
I must admit, so one of the things that Jill and I did last night was we went to watch the premiere screening of The Fall Guy.
Mm. Did you fall for The Fall Guy?
Which we will talk about at some point in time.
Did you fall for him?
Officially. What's that, sorry?
Did you fall for him?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Yeah, you know, I got a little bit of golden love. It's almost a full swan. hang on, it's a goose. Fuck.
Is he just stunt?
Yeah, his job is stunt.
I'm just stunt.
Stunt. The rest of that song is not playable anywhere in the world. But yes, there was an intro from Gosling and Blunt where they discussed for longer than I expected to whether or not they were here to fuck spiders. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
It was very entertaining.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, Godzilla. X, yeah. Kong. X, why Kong. Is it X?
Five. Okay, the fifth. This is the fifth movie in the franchise. And, like, or fifth movie plus two television series.
An animated series.
One animated, one live action.
Oh, right. Okay, each. Right.
I didn't watch Skull Island, the animated one.
Didn't you?
Nah.
Oh, the animated one.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. But I watched.
Oh, right. I thought you were talking about the film because I was like, we watched the film together and it was Tom Hiddleston with a katana.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at this point, I'm just kind of like, people are having a lot of fun. Tom Hiddleston was having a lot of fun. And in this one, Dan Stevens is also having a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Oh, my God.
I was having fun watching Dan Stevens have fun.
There were comedians in this film who weren't having as much fun as Dan Stevens was having in this film. He knew exactly what he was doing. What are you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm a kaiju vet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm the all creatures with the emphasis being on great. And small.
Yeah. I just love that that's probably the pitch they gave him. Hey, Dan, do you want to play basically a giant monster vet in a Hawaiian shirt? And he's like, sure, done, sold.
Yeah. You want to be in a Godzilla movie where you are the funniest thing? Yes.
No, I don't.
Do I get to have quirky, nostalgic music taste? Sure.
Sure.
What
do I get to wink at everybody and have a funny accent? Where the fuck was he meant to be from?
I'm pretty sure that's his accent.
Oh.
It was just Guardians of the Galaxy. Fuck's sake.
It was.
I know, right? Yeah.
It 100% was. There just wasn't any anthropomorphic raccoons.
No. I mean, and Dan Stevens was giving monkeys. A better Star-Lord than Star-Lord.
Recast. Recast.
Recast, yes. Alternate universe Star-Lord should definitely be Dan Stevens. As I said in the ticker, that thing is, Dan Stevens may or may not still be in Legion. We're not sure.
Yeah.
This could all be a Legion fucking fever dream of him going and, you know, doing veterinary work on a giant fucking monster. And we'd all be like, fair enough, go. Okay, so do we want to know what the film's about?
No.
Sure.
No, it's on the box. It's fucking right
there.
It's
on the box.
It's Monkey Punch Lizard.
Monkey Punch Lizard.
End.
Okay.
End of story. Synopsis complete.
Right. Well, okay, but also.
Oh, but then also Lizard Punch Monkey.
And also,
and other lizard.
Lizard punch other lizard.
Also, and
monkey punch other monkey.
Oh, yes. No, not a monkey, ape.
Well, so.
Yeah.
Hang on. Ape punch ape.
Ape.
Ape on ape violence. That's an ape crime.
Do I have to update the content warning? This show contains ape on ape violence. Okay.
Two apes, one lizard.
Yes.
Actually, somehow, there's two lizards, so it doesn't matter.
Yet somehow the lizard comes out on top. I mean, I always refer back to that picture, which is just like, look, guys, I'll do what I can, but he's a nuclear fucking dinosaur. Which actually comes across in this film, now that I think about it. It's like, oh, Kong, he's going to try and like get Godzilla to help him, and he's just like, I'll try, but it's going to do whatever it's going to do. I love that part about it.
I do like that by the time we hit this film, we've come to the realization or to the understanding that Kong is basically a person, but Godzilla is a cat.
Oh, yes.
Like Godzilla is just like, I will do whatever the fuck I want.
What an astute observation. I mean, Godzilla has chosen the Colosseum as his napping place. Yeah. He's 100% a cat.
I'm sure that at some point in time in one of the cities, Godzilla has looked at a thing and then just walked up to a minaret or something like that and just gone.
I agree. That's 100% right. You know.
Right. Okay. Look, I'll give you an official synopsis. Do we have a and I don't ask me to do it in Dan Stevens' voice because fuck only knows what that was. I don't know. I don't know what accent we're going for.
I've only got. I've got Enter Sandman.
Good. Look, I think at some point in time in the near future, you should probably look at getting Kiss. I Was Made for Loving You, because apparently they've licensed that to fucking everyone.
Sure. Yeah. You know, look, we do what we can here, but. Considering
is this public domain now?
Well, apparently they actually sold their entire license, like everything. Kiss actually sold their entire back catalogue and their image and everything to another company. So now somebody else can be Kiss.
Right.
And it's like, good.
This is the longest synopsis we've ever had, Quinny.
Okay. Sorry. The new installment in the MonsterVerse puts the mighty Kong and the fearsome Godzilla against a colossal, deadly threat hidden within our world that threatens the existence of their species and our very own, as well as diving deep into the mysteries of Skull Island and beyond, delving straight into the origins of Hollow Earth, not Middle Earth, Hollow Earth. This film will explore the ancient Titan battle that brought man and monster together forever.
I'm like, yeah.
Powerful, powerful storyline. Monkey Punch Lizard.
Monkey Punch Lizard.
Monkey, it was originally Monkey Punch Rats.
What?
Then Monkey Eat Rat. Well, rat, dog, whatever, you know. I'm just going through the film. It's sort of like monkey trap rats.
Oh,
Monkey rip rat apart.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Monkey bathe in blood of rat.
Yes. Then monkey bathed
in
water to get rid of rat.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to do the whole film, but I think
I feel like you're just you're watching you're relaying to everyone the most boring bits of the film, the same sort of thing. I mean,
I don't know. I quite enjoyed the opening sequence of monkey trap.
Monkey
rat.
Had sore tooth. Monkey had sore tooth.
Was
monkey
Kong.
Got root canal.
Yes.
monkey got new grill. And also insert Dan Stevens. Insert Dan Stevens monkey get grill. Monkey go
Bear
back
grilled? No.
Godzilla lizard get weird.
Lizard get buff.
Well, lizard get weird, then lizard get buff.
Lizard level up.
Yeah, yeah. Lizard level up by it's really funny. He seems to level up by murdering other things.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Oh, yes, Elskinoga. That's a good one. I'll give you that.
That's terrible. Yes, he is a gorilla.
He is a gorilla. Yes. Yes. Well played. Look, you know, one of the fun things that I thought about it, which was every time the monsters are on screen, mm-hmm. it's interesting. And every time the humans are on screen, I start to fall asleep. But they do give it a red hot go. I think one of the things I liked about it was that everyone is taking this very, very earnestly. And there is definitely a very important story in there about humanities. But by the end of it, it's well balanced by the fact that Dan Stephen doesn't give a fuck. So at least that made the human story fine. Meanwhile, I'm following Gorilla that in the Mist. Gorilla in the Midst. That's what I call it. The Midst.
In the Midst.
Gorilla is in the midst of everything. And, you know, and you're right, Jill. Cat Lizard, is just sort of hanging around going, don't make me annoyed and also feed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, look, something that I can hunt. Okay, I'm going to go and hunt that, eat its face. Okay, I'm going to lie down now.
Yeah, if I fits, I sit.
Yes, exactly. Really. It's so weird how that exactly is. All the while we're sitting there going, when does Godzilla monkey punch lizard? When they get together? And it's really not a lot of like that. They save that to the end. But
they do
go across a lot of like, what's Kong been doing on this whole other planet that we get to explore downstairs that no one thought of?
He's been taking a lesson from Arnold Schwarzenegger from the end of Predator and setting up a huge number of drop traps and various things. Yes. And being sad.
Yeah. And being sad. And you know, was it funny that they're talking about this whole Hollow Earth theory? They're like, oh, we finally found a way to Hollow Earth, which has to go through a portal for reasons we can't explain, but there is definitely a way to get there, not just a tunnel downstairs. It has to be a portal.
Did you watch Monarch?
Energy. Well, why is it an energy portal? Explain that to me.
Because Hollow Earth is like another dimension, but within the core of the Earth.
Yeah, because if the core of the Earth was actually a weird hollow thing, like our gravity would be all fucked up and everything. But also there's some stuff about that in there too that I don't really understand.
Yeah, okay. It's just, I thought it was hollow because they undo that by creating another under-Earth, hollow Earth that's slightly
the subterranean
lower.
Level of hollow Earth.
Yeah, and I'm just like, hang on, how do you have to use a portal to get to this part, but then they have a whole other subterranean portal? Well, what the fuck?
Like ground and then lower ground and then basement one and basement two.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the car park.
But I mean, why am I asking these questions? Because after the fifth film, after the fourth film, you're kind of like, why am I asking these questions?
I think you had to watch the supplementals, which was
pay
Monarch
attention
Legends
to
of
the
Monsters.
Supplementals.
Yeah, because was like where they kind of did a lot of the heavy lifting on the Hollow Earth stuff.
And why all of the fucking portals existed.
Yeah, they touched on it in Skull Island. Yeah. I don't know if they covered anything in Kong versus Godzilla because
they
did, like end
of Kong.
A lot of that movie.
End of Kong versus Godzilla, there is a whole thing about them going, and that's where they first find Hollow Earth.
Right, like, okay.
Because Godzilla and Kong have a big fight. That's where he gets his axe.
Yeah, I mean, I know I watched the movie, but I forget all of it.
And that's exactly what this is. It's like the Fast and the Furious. You don't care anymore. Yes. You know, you just want to see, you know, the Vin Diesel and The Rock or Jason Statham in there. And that's exactly what this is. I mean, I gave up on trying to justify any of it after Godzilla versus Kong because of how Godzilla could either stand on the bottom of the ocean or it was deep enough to be like the Marianas Trench. So,
I also very much like Godzilla at one point in this one, getting to the Rock of Gibraltar and then just going, Swanda.
Also, a portal's just going to whack out near a pyramid. Why? I don't know. That's Transformers logic right there.
Where would be cool to have them fight? A A pyramid. Excellent. Where else would it be cool to have them fight? Rio de Janeiro.
Couldn't they have done it like geographically like similar? Like if Kong was going to come out next to the Great Pyramid of Giza, at least put the KFC that looks at it in there.
Okay. I think my favorite thing about this movie is that the whole preface of the film is like, okay, so Kong is like chilling in Hollow Earth and he's all good down there. And we've got Godzilla up here, never the twain shall meet. But Godzilla is just up here, like cooking all of these Mutus or whatever, the other kaiju now. And he's our little pet that goes around and does this at the detriment to humanity. Because he destroys everything. I am so not chill with that plan. Like, that's if I was living in this universe, get me out of here.
Yeah, I love that. Was the one thing I love the most about Monarch, the series, is that it showed you a little bit of what the actual day-to-day lives of people was like.
Yeah.
And it's like everywhere around cities are, here is your Godzilla like shelter. Mm. Everybody knows that at any given moment, there could be a giant fucking monster battle above you.
Yeah, yeah, like the scene in Rio in this film, I'm like, you see people running and then you just stop seeing people. And I'm like, they all dead.
Yeah, they are currently little red smears all over the place.
But you know, that's
the worst
of...
part about that battle in Rio?
What?
Not once did they use Jesus on the Hill.
Oh, like, could have picked him up and smashed him, but I think that's probably...
amazing.
That's probably what you call blasphemy or sacrilege.
Probably, but at the same time, the announcer saying, and here comes Jesus from the top rope.
That would have been great.
Wow, that's a WrestleMania I'd watch.
It's King Kong with the concrete Jesus. I mean, fine. That was, look, this is, I think what I was going to say, I think God is dead in this universe. Because they've just sort of sat there and gone like, well, we might live, we might not. Like, is it really worth it? I don't know. You know,
yeah.
Godzilla's here. Oh. We just let him do whatever it wants.
Yeah, but the government's here trying to take over Monarch because they want to be in control of Godzilla. It's like, he don't work like that.
No.
It's not how that works.
Yeah. And I love the idea in this universe is that, like, Monarch is now everywhere. There's Monarch schools, there's Monarch fucking whatever. Everywhere is essentially a Monarch tributary or whatever. But they clearly got more money than God and they're just having fun with whatever the fuck they're doing. You know, what would be a fun thing to do? I know, let's work on a power armor.
Like,
why?
Why not?
Arm the giant creature that tried to destroy us.
But not even, it's a conceited way that they get that in because there is an explanation and we can hold that to the, like, spoilers, really. But it's in the fucking trailer. Like, it's on the poster. Why does Kong have a giant metal fist?
Tonka trunk arm.
Yeah. And the way they throw it in.
Tonka yellow.
I did expect Dan Stevens, like, because he's the one who gets to mention it and bring it up. I did expect him to turn to camera and just look at us. Oh, like that thing we made. You know, we made this just
don't
in
think
case.
About it too much.
Yeah.
And that goes for you too, Austin. Yeah.
Or just wink, just turns the camera. Wink. You know, it's like, yep, we made it. We made this thing. Which will definitely anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to Apex? The rival game.
Yeah. I don't know. But,
they're actually the shadow government in control of the world because they just, they're letting Monarch take all the heat and Apex is just sitting in the back going, yeah, whatever, we own the patents.
Okay.
They're currently working on a bigger, more dangerous Mechagodzilla, which is being built inside the moon.
Cool.
That's my guess. Yeah.
Maybe we'll see them in the next movie.
I did like the idea of them being the other gang because at one point there's a bunch of apes that rock up to fuck up Kong and like one of them's got a shiv and I expected them to start.
Bit of Jets and Sharks action.
Absolutely. And I would have been all here for it.
If Apex comes back and has another Mechagodzilla, please make it look like the 1999 one.
Oh, yeah.
Just like perfect. Just make it.
That would be amazing. Like you mean like the
Broderick one,
Roland Emmerich one.
Yeah, the Emmerich, the Matthew Broderick Godzilla. Yes. Just make it look like that. You know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, 98.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I'm old. I've got the dementias.
Okay.
I also just realized that their name is literally Ape X.
Yeah, but
they are backing the wrong horse.
No, but it's also Apex Predator. I think that's they were going for.
I know, but it's still
okay.
Funny
sorry,
if it's Apex.
I'll shut up. I won't kill you.
Are you sure it's not a?
That's okay. I'm pretty sure it's run by a guy called Elon. So
I was going to say, isn't that just Elon Musk's other project, Apex?
Apex.
Yeah. Lizard X. That's all they do. We should rate this and go and
we should
look
rate
at,
it.
Look
also,
at a funny clip.
We talked about the film at all?
Nah.
Like we talked about what happens in it.
We talked about.
Oh fuck! Look,
do we have anything constructive to say?
Yeah,
it's Monkey Punch Lizard. Like
I had a really great time because I just 100% turned my brain off and went, ha ha, monkey.
Yeah. Honestly, for a movie titled Godzilla X Kong, there was too much Kong.
Yeah. Godzilla definitely got sidelined quite badly in this film.
But that's okay because there's a whole movie just called Godzilla.
Yeah.
And also he had one King of Monsters.
Yeah.
And he featured quite heavily in kicking Kong's ass. And also there was Godzilla Minus One, which is a really good Godzilla film. That felt.
I did watch it again
better.
On the plane, by the way.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Nice.
But, you know, like, it was nice to see, like, I don't know where they're going to go now. Like, I have no idea. Like, I believe that Quinny is correct that we'll see them fighting on the moon next time.
Yeah.
Because now we've got
Barbie-era Godzilla.
Yeah. Like, got hair did Godzilla. Nails did Kong.
Nails done. Nails done. Check my hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Got his
And it was fun. And I mean, like the additions to it with a bit more explanation was very far fetched, but sure.
Yeah.
Like there is an entire subplot around humans and like the Iwi, is it?
Yes.
The,
yeah. I mean, they are going very hard for this ancient civilization that worships Kong kind of thing.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for three movies now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, okay, here's them. Yeah. And there you go.
There you go.
Anyone care? No? Okay, back to Monkey Punch Lizard.
Back to Monkey Punch Lizard. Huzzah!
Yeah.
Yes.
Need that whole thing of, like, all the underground crystals that need to touch the gravity magic and all that shit. Like, do we need it?
I just realized this is the one where they've run out of plot ideas because they had Underground Monkey Fight Club.
Oh,
the franchise is over. Underground Monkey Fight Club. Literally,
it isn't Underground Fight Club. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh dear.
I'm very proud of you.
Love it. Yep. Great. Quick rating. I'm going to give it, 80 out of, 75. Come on. Like it's so dumb. Okay. Like my brain is actually getting dumber thinking about the whole plot of the movie.
Oh yeah.
It's like, oh, no, it's 70. No, it's back up to 75. Cause Dan Stevens, a gem. Yeah. All right. It was 70 without Dan Stevens.
Okay.
And
yeah, he really did sell this movie.
He just sold the end. He made the humans entertaining. And not enough Godzilla, but enough Kong to make it funny. And I need to look up who did the motion capture.
Yes, Kong was quite emotive.
Yeah, because it was Toby Kebbell in the original ones.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm not, looking at the cast, there is nothing to indicate that I can't find anything.
TBA.
Hmm.
Yeah, so in Kong Skull Island, it was Toby Kebbell in Terry Notary, and then it's changed, but it hasn't got any update yet. Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah. That's disappointing. Because I do think, like, it feels like whether there's motion capture or whether there's a lot of different mocap being done, it still felt quite, humane to a character, definitely characteristics in there. Jill.
Also, give me a number. Before we jump in, it also shot some in the Gold Coast in Australia. So, shout out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gotta love that sexy
sex break.
Producer credit.
Yes.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Sure. How do I rate a movie purely on Monkey Punch Lizard? Because we're not here for any of the other stuff, let's be honest. Yeah. We're only here for Monkey Punch Lizard.
True.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a 70 because I would have preferred Lizard Punch Monkey.
You wanted more Lizard Punch
Monkey? I wanted
more
Lizard Punch Monkey. It was good. Yeah. He got an upgrade. There's plenty of big monster fights. Just didn't find them that epic.
No.
Could have been better. So, yeah, 70. Just forget all the other human stuff. Dan Stevens, A+. Monsters fighting, about 70.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about with you on that one. I'm going to go... 75. Because for me, it was one of those things where I was like, okay, there's some really obvious, you know, stuff that's going to happen. You're like, oh, okay, right. There was some fun things, you know, adding in the Scar King and giving him a spine whip. I was like, yep, sweet, cool.
With a crystal dagger on the end.
Yeah, with a controlly crystal dagger so he can control Blastoise.
Ice Blastoise. Alolan Blastoise. That's a deep cut, so any Pokemon fans will know that one.
Oh. Yeah, and me being the person who doesn't know.
Confessed he's not a Pokemon fan.
Yeah, I don't understand a word of it, but I can at least quote one.
What was the name of the dragon from How to Train Your Dragon?
Toothless.
Toothless, yeah. Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of like weird albino Toothless is like cross between Blastoise in there.
Yeah. I mean, and there was a little part of me going, is this meant to be like, who's the big turtle kaiju?
Gamera.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't Gamera.
Wait, didn't Brian Tyree Henry's character reference Gamera?
I think at the start?
Didn't he say that like he was being trolled by some guy called Gamera Stan something number?
Yeah.
I'm like, that was me. I'm Gamera Stan 69.
And I love that all of that stuff with Brian Tyree Henry and everything still feels like it's ripped straight out of the first Transformers movie. Like, are you a ladies man 69? You know, wow. You know, people are still doing blogs and still making their fucking podcasts and everything. Oh,
doing their cute little podcast.
Have a quick look at some figures behind this. I just need to point out that like this franchise is a money maker. Like, why do they keep coming out with it? Because they keep making money. So far, they've made over $2 billion.
Yep, wow. That sounds about right.
It's cost them about almost $100 million to make, and it's raked in collectively. I'm talking all five films, sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, like it's a lot of money.
This would have cost a fuck ton of cash.
But yeah, it's a fuck ton.
And you know what? They're entertaining. If they're exactly the same as fucking Fast and the Furious. Like every time that there's another Fast and the Furious movie where somebody comes out and it's car chase car, or car punch car, or or muscle punch muscle, yeah. I mean this is just Monkey Punch Lizard, and Monkey or Lizard punch other kaiju.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's fine. It doesn't. It's not trying to be fucking art.
Well, I'm glad we've moved on from the two-hour edging session to 30 minutes of Godzilla screen time like we got in the first Godzilla film in this franchise.
That's right. Monkey? No, that was the original one. You're talking about the...
Godzilla.
Godzilla. I had that music too. God fucking damn it. The Get to the Fucking Monkey song.
Now Godzilla's just like, yeah, fucking atomic breath every 5 seconds, bro. Like, let's go. That's what I'm signed up for.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We're here for some destruction porn, and it does some good destruction porn. Now I'm going to go through a few bridges. I'm going to fuck up some buildings. I'm going to destroy the... And there's a certain gleeful joy that it takes in its destruction. where it's just like, yeah, we're in front of a pyramid and we're going to blow it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Body slam through a 4,000-year-old structure.
Yeah, we know it's history. We know it's like, you know, magnificent buildings from whatever. Fuck that. A giant monster's fighting on it. We're going through this shit.
I feel like they're too safe, though. They need to, like, start destroying other cities. They only ever seem to destroy cities where people are like, well, they're not going to say anything about that one.
You reckon they should do it in the middle of, I don't know, New York? Or
I didn't say that, Quinny. I'm not insensitive.
Well, I guess I'm the arsehole here. Am I the arsehole? Yes.
Sure. Speaking of arseholes, I've got a little clip to play. Which is when Kong...
I hope this isn't the proctology exam.
Yeah, it's the proctology exam scene. It was a wild departure from other parts of the film.
But Dan Stevens still gave it his all.
Yeah, he did. He got right in there. No, this is one where Kong encounters some of his kin for the first time and gets to learn all about them. So we'll go on to that and come back. Oh, old Kong.
He's getting a bit grey, this Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely old. I think whatever the next one should be, like, you know, Rise of Kong Jr.
And is the orange one going to be Kong Jr.?
Probably.
There is a weird, like, background to this, too, that I want to talk about. Back on camera, which is a subplot I wasn't expecting. Ah, bite the finger. Ah, all right, that's enough. Yes, look, bite the finger. That's what happens when you try to be nice. Yeah. Kong tries to have some human interaction.
Biting the finger that feeds you. Yes.
Yeah. Biting the finger that feeds you. But, okay, so this is something that occurred to me, like, just when I reminded myself.
Do we need to be in spoiler territory? Are we in spoiler territory?
Yes, of course. We're in spoiler territory. Hang on, better turn on. There it is. Spoiler's going to go over the screaming Godzilla on the side. That's what we're going to do. Yes, we're on spoilers now. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about it until just recently, and that brought it back to me. When Kong encounters some other apes, he meets the little dude who will not be referred to as...
Diddy Kong.
Exactly. We don't talk about that because Diddy is currently engaged in human trafficking charges. So, it's true. But we meet the fact that the Scar King has like control of everyone, like in all the apes that are remaining for whatever reason. But did you notice that all of the kids are red-haired? And, like, Scar is very definitely the red-haired orangutan ape. And all of the women were there and were basically hoarded, and all of the other male apes were, like, dark and dark skin. And it's
so
kind of
the,
like...
the Attila the Hun of...
I was going to say.
So I'm sitting there going, all of those kids are his kids, and he's breeding them out. And then Kong comes along, and the guy's like, no, this is mine. What a primal weird thing to do. No wonder he's got everyone in like yeah.
But do all the babies have the extra long lanky limbs that he had?
No, because all their mothers were different. Like it's very like
also, yeah, right.
This
what is a lot
weird
deeper.
Subliminal thing to put into this movie.
Yeah, this is a weird thing I thought of. Like I was not expecting this. I just want Monkey Punch Lizard.
But here you've got eugenics via violence. Yeah.
But I got violent eugenics. No. This is all weird. Also, Mothra came back, so I should have given it some more, actually.
Mothra! We talked about Mothra.
Exactly.
I saw it today, and it concerned me and horrified me, but at the same time made a lot of sense. The first indication of Godzilla / Mothra shipping, where it's just like...
We got some Rule 34 going on.
Yeah, where it's just like, you know... Godzilla and Kong are facing off, and Kong's like, I need your help. And Godzilla's like, fuck you, I'll fight you. And then Mothra shows up, says, no, stop, wait. And then Godzilla's like, I'll listen to anything you say, my beautiful Mothra. You're like, well, yeah, so hang on, can Mothra control Godzilla?
I mean, she's got the sex spores, like, probably something going on there.
So she just, like, you know, sends him a little bit of the old...
Pheromones, whatever.
Pheromones, thank you. That's what I was after. And then he's all sex nuts and he's like, yeah, I'll do whatever you say.
And also she can shoot like web stuff, which can also be like a cloaking field.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for like the Shibari angle, but yeah.
Just imagine like Godzilla hung upside down going, I feel so hot right now.
That's how you get suspended in between the two realms. Yeah. Where gravity's all weird. That,
yeah, who decided that Mothra was going to be the femme kaiju?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd never really thought of Mothra as being female, but there you go.
Really?
But also, I mean, do we know that Godzilla isn't?
Look, don't think too much. This is too deep a rabbit hole that we want.
Yeah, well, they went into, like, in 98 Godzilla, they went into the whole asexual breeding
thing. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, Godzilla's a bit of a non-binary.
And for that, we respect them. But I'm hoping at some point in time, are we going to get, like, the baby Godzilla? Are we going to get Godzuki, or whatever his name is? That needs to be. See, that's the thing. Now that we've got this ongoing franchise, we can set up the next generation, you know, of Diddy Kong and Godzuki going on a road movie to the moon.
I mean, I don't know how closely they want to follow the Japanese lore, because they kind of seem to be doing their own thing. Like, Godzilla
very definitely.
In these films is not the same look as the, you know, the Showa era that they have in Japan. Well, previously, now we're Reiwa Godzilla.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's very definitely not the same monster as Godzilla Minus One. Like, it's a totally different design and totally different kind of take on the character and everything like that. I mean, look, if they do another series of Monarch, I'll watch it because I want to know what big monsters they're going to find. Mostly Kurt Russell's hair.
hey.
Other things that
are you looking for Wyatt Russell to grow into his father's hair legacy?
Andy is.
Hair legacy.
there you go. To the moon to defend against the space turtle. That would make
sense.
I want
Gamera. Give me Gamera in the next film.
There are a couple of big monsters that I was kind of like, wow, we dealt with them off screen. That was a bit lame. Tiamat, you know, essentially is killed off screen,
sliced and diced.
The big eel in basement
in
level
Hollow
two
Earth,
you know, basement essentially dealt with. that's how I think of it.
I know, but I mean, look at what, now that we've established that there's heaps of these monsters, the only thing that can take them out is basically just Godzilla or Kong. So unfortunately, humanity is just kind of sitting there doing the best they can now, because they've established
at the mercy of these creatures.
At the mercy of these two creatures. So now they can't really, you know, it's like, what's the next big bad? Like, I don't know.
Biollante.
Who?
So
Caliente.
Biollante. Caliente. Muy, muy caliente.
Cowboy Carter in the next film?
Yeah, totally. Biollante is one of the big kaiju that shows up in the Godzilla universe and has been in multiple films. It's essentially a plant monster.
Right.
So, you know, big tendrils and stuff like that. And I think that could be kind of fun.
Sexy.
Yeah, we love a good tendril run.
Especially if it's sort of Spanish and it's like, ay, muy, muy, biolante.
And that could be fun. And I do think, Gamera really needs to come in. I don't know whether he's owned by another company or whatever. But
yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, think of the other cross-pollination. When is Ultraman coming in, as you did say that?
Absolutely.
Kamen Rider. Did Kamen Rider grow big?
Look, we're just
too much growing big.
We're just marking time until the live action of Ultron turns up.
Oh god,
and then
yeah,
that's it. Fuck, we just cross pollinate everything.
See, well, this is what I kind of hope, is that like we do enough of these films that like by the time we get to Kong Generation 3, The humans have been working so long on their Apex suits and everything that they've just built like vehicle force of Ultron. Yeah. And it's just that's how that all comes about. And I'm here for it. Like, I'd also be down for Lion Force Voltron, but that's a little harder to explain.
All right. So some of the
Gamera
ones...
is a different studio, by the way.
Some of the Toho monsters are Anguirus, Mechagodzilla, Varan, Gorosaurus, Megalon, Baragon, Ghidorah, King Kong, Doggera, Ebera, which is a giant shrimp.
Yeah, oh my God.
Ebera. Yeah. King Caesar, Metango.
What's King Caesar?
It's
the
a giant...
guy that was stabbed 52 times in the back.
Yeah, it's a giant salad.
Has croutons at you. Yeah.
Smells oddly of bacon and anchovy.
Yeah. Kumonga, Manda, Matango, Manila, who is the baby Godzilla.
Manila.
And just Zilla.
Zilla.
Oh, Zilla is the 1997 version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or 98 or whatever it is. Sorry, fuck. One of these years we'll actually get it on the right year.
Yeah, so none of those sound particularly fun.
I mean, Ebira is right up my alley. I would go for some deep fried Ebira.
Yeah, that'd be fun, actually.
Tempura.
World hunger solved by Godzilla as he flash fries Ebira. Yeah. And everyone gets...
use that atomic breath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Slightly irradiated.
Crispy coating.
Slightly irradiated shrimp.
Oh, and by the looks of it, in Ebira, Horror of the Deep, Godzilla teamed up with Mothra against Ebira. So, you know.
The old boyfriend-girlfriend back together.
Yeah, and like I did have a brief moment where I looked at the two... kaiju, whatever, I can't remember what the Blastoise. I thought, are we gonna maybe get a little bit of something going on between Godzilla and Blastoise? But then, no, Blastoise is essentially a horse, like it doesn't have
it was weird. Like, Kong kind of patted him on the head at the end, and I'm like, oh, so he's not on the same level as you guys then.
Yeah, he's like the goofy pet. Versus the...
Oh, wait, no, he's Pluto.
Yes,
when the other characters are goofy, like the different dog tiers. Yeah.
That's strange. I mean, that's also kind of fun. It's like, check out my dog.
You know? It's just like, he fires ice breath.
And Godzilla's like, dog. Really?
Really?
See, Godzilla is goofy and the other one was Pluto.
And King Kong as Mickey is just like, don't think about it too hard, huh?
I'm just imagining King Kong in the shorts and the little white gloves.
Well, he's got one glove.
He does.
He's the king of pop.
Yeah, he's MJ in it at the moment.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Well done.
I hope other people find this podcast as entertaining as we have.
We're clearly just amusing ourselves.
I like that we all liked it. Like, and this is the thing.
Yes.
It's fun. Like, it's a good entertainment. It's escapism. It's a good version. Just be like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Adsky, quite some time ago, asked the question, is Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters on the album? Oh, no, unfortunately.
I know, but unfortunately, they missed a trick there.
They very much so. Elska has a question about the glove. Yeah. I mean, as
carry
we
on.
Found out in Highlander 4 or 3 or whatever it is, no glove, no love. But
I have very different memories of the Highlander series, Quinny, but sure, I believe you.
Mario Van Peebles talking to a lady of the night.
Really?
He makes a very good point.
How did they know? They don't know. Let's be honest.
Did they know which arm Kong would injure?
I think the glove is like one of those little like fingerless jobbies where you could kind of like go ambidextrous with it.
I have dreams.
There's no thumb hole.
I have dreams that it is actually not just the glove. I have dreams that they actually made a full suit of Kong armor. And
yeah,
maybe in
totally.
The next one. That's why Kong goes to space.
It's less a glove and more of a gauntlet, I think.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's where it needs to go. Mm.
Yeah,
needs to go with Kong fully armored up space fighting alien attackers.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love this.
Full
this
Tonka truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100% Tonka truck. Meanwhile, Godzilla doesn't need to because Godzilla is far more badass.
I also want to see this from the, like, I mean, if Godzilla can use his, like, nuclear breath to shoot Kong into space to attack the aliens, I want to see, but I want to see that scene from the alien perspective where they're like, we're invading the planet. They have nothing that they can put against us. It's like, what is that? I don't know. It looks like a giant primate in an astronaut suit being fired towards us from a lizard. And I would just be like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted from this sequel.
And you know what? I'd be there for that. Yeah. I would 110%, especially if Dan Stevens is sitting on top of Kong's helmet in like a little thing, just in a riding it like the
in
bomb.
A Tesla.
Yeah. Just in that, in a mini version of the same armor.
Yes, totally. I mean, I also think that we could at any given time, if we wanted to, cross this over into Pacific Rim, and I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, get a couple of giant fucking, what are they called? The Jaegers.
Yeah.
You know, dual pilot Jaegers, and they have to fight aliens coming down. That's all we need.
I know it's another franchise. No, we don't need the Iwi. I know that it's like a different franchise, but I am astonished that like this universe has not come up with giant robots to fight the monsters either. Like,
yeah. I mean, and I thought that's where they were going with the power glove, which is so badass.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Pacific Rim were the first ones to invent it.
No. I mean, Christ, maybe if they can't get the rights to Pacific Rim, go back and find a movie called Robot Jocks.
That's not a good image search. Do not image search Robot Jock.
Yeah, like what porn was that a parody of?
It wasn't.
Yeah. Also, don't search robot jocks and Kongstronaut. I'm putting that one a trademark on that right now. Kongstronaut.
Yeah, yeah. You should totally license the website.
Think
and
of
everything.
The toys, man. It's like, what is this? It's King Kong in an astronaut outfit. Sold. Toy manufacturers are like, done. Next.
Now the one thing I'm slightly disappointed by with all of this, because I've been into the shops, I've seen the toys, and looked at them and thought, no, not going to buy that. But I did think after looking at it that we were maybe going to get a scene of Godzilla shedding, because one of the toys that they released was a version of Godzilla that had like a rubber skin of him with the blue spikes and everything that you could peel off, and underneath was the pink Barbie Godzilla.
Nice.
And I would have been really impressed if they'd done like a storyline where Godzilla got fucked up by Tiamat or something like that and had to build a cocoon or something like that and come out and, you know, shed his skin like the lizard that he is.
Look, that sort of toy for kids is just developing their kink at an early age.
And keeping it going right through to their mid-40s.
Yeah, I mean,
I really want that Godzilla toy that breathes the steam and walks. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, am I missing something? Is this like the Transformers that transform?
No, it's a Godzilla that like you wind it up or whatever and it walks, but it breathes steam and glows.
Sure.
You can get one for $129 from the Games Men.
Done.
Well. Well, not that we're sponsored, but sure, buy it from there.
No. Yeah. We could be if they're willing.
Yeah. I've already bought enough from you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd only be fair.
Yeah, it would only be fair. Yes,
put it in a Black Series box and Dion will buy it.
Shut up. Yes, we all know about that. Anything more about Godzilla, like, and King Kong? No? Good? Good?
No?
Happy? Look, the question that a lot of people asked was, is this going to be another, you know, like, absolute ass kicking of a film. No, there's nothing to kick here. It's delightfully dumb.
We love Monkey Punch Lizard.
Yeah. Should you go and see it in the cinema? Fuck yes. Go and watch it. Like, if you can, go and watch it in an IMAX. Yeah. I imagine that would make it fucking... It is shot for IMAX. It is what is intended to be seen in.
It would be good in IMAX then.
Like, yeah. I would... I'm very sad that I didn't get to see it in IMAX because the idea of some of these fight sequences in full fucking, you know, size of a building.
I mean, I will shout out to Rebecca Hall for just playing it straighter than I think anyone asked for.
Oh, yeah.
Like she is in a Victorian era dramedy in her side.
Yeah.
And everyone else is around going, I'm not sure if I should be following cues off her. Whereas in comes Dan Steven with the Hawaiian shirt and just is like, I am a giant gorilla vet. Sure.
Yep.
End of story. So
I'm looking at the cast and going, who's that guy? Oh, that's right. Because there was nobody that other than like the people who talked were essentially Rebecca Hall, Dan Stevens, Brian Terry Williams, and occasionally Rachel House. You know, and Mikhail, who died. Sorry, spoilers section, but, you know, whatever. Eaten by a tree. That's Biollante. There you go. go and watch it. If you can, go and watch it in a big screen. Go and have a lot of fun. Yeah, and also, see it before you see Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, because I have a feeling it may be almost the same story.
Maybe. Are you sure it wasn't Andy Serkis doing the mocap for all the monkeys? He does do monkeys.
Yeah,
monkeys very well.
He's done all the monkeys. Circus is a hack. if you've seen Con Man, North. What have we got coming up the rest of the month? We're almost halfway through.
Jesus, that's a good question.
Don't know. Have you forgotten?
I have, because
I've gotten. Next week is the show that you've been waiting for, Quinny.
Oh yes.
We're doing 97 X-Men next week.
Yes.
Fuck, yes we are.
Yeah, we are. I've not watched
a single episode.
Oh, right.
Yeah, don't worry.
I've gone down a weird fucking rabbit hole because I've been at home. so I've watched, you know, everything of 97 and I've been going backwards through 96 and 95 and 94.
Oh.
Watching a lot of the old X-Men.
Do love Gambit in a crop top.
Yeah.
Making beignets.
I love that skank. What did someone pull out? It's like Cyclops and Storm and all the others are out there rescuing some boy. And what was Gambit doing? At home making beignets in a tank top.
Yeah.
It's like a cropped tank top. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Beautiful slut.
Very. Very 80s. Very 90s. So sorry.
Good. Yeah, he's got a total mullet going on as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love the fact that they did the basketball scene, which was from X-Men number one when they did the reboot.
Oh, yeah. 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 Mm. And like, I'm going back through the old X-Men stuff, I was like, oh, shit. They actually had a red hot tilt at a bunch of the big. X-Men stories in animated format, and sometimes good, sometimes not good.
Much like the comics.
We'll talk about that. What's that, Matt?
Much like the comics. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
Like the ones that I would dearly love for them to have a go at doing Fatal Attractions or something like that, the one where Wolverine gets his adamantium ripped out. Like nobody's ever tried to do that in animation. And I'm like, come on, give that a go.
I mean, you know, you have to rate it R.
That's fine,
mate. He's got a healing factor. What are you complaining about?
We did Inferno in one episode. It'll be fine. No problem.
Yeah.
We did the Executioner's Song as a secondary story. Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then, look, Fallout comes out this week.
Yes.
So we're not getting onto that because we're having a break on the 23rd. Because April is another fucking five Tuesday month, which suck because we do four. Anyway, we're having a break on the 23rd. And then we're back for the 30th for, I think at the moment it's The Gentleman, which is on Netflix, that show. So we're slightly out. And then I think we'll get into Fallout after it's had a few episodes to go through. But there's heaps of things like Star Trek Discovery.
And in terms of, like, we'll probably, I don't know whether we'll do an actual, like a podcast, Big Cut podcast review of Fall Guy. If you would like us to, please let us know.
Yeah.
But I will say this about it. Watching it with the stunt crew who made it was a fucking joy.
Yeah.
Like,
they were so hyped.
And yeah, every time a stunty that they knew appeared on screen, the whole crowd went fucking apeshit.
Yeah.
And then every time a big stunt happened, and this is a movie about stunts.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing is all about doing stunts. Look at the stunts. We did this all in camera. This is, you know, it's a movie, a love letter to stunts. And yeah, hearing them cheer when something went right or when, you know, something real big happened was a fucking delight. So yeah. If you like stunts, and if you think, like everybody there apparently thought, that stunts should be in the Academy Awards as a category, and I do believe that it should, then definitely go and give it a watch. Like, it starts on the 24th, I think, of April.
Yep.
So if we did, we won't get a chance to review it before then, but go and watch it. Like, it's well worth your time to go and watch on a big screen.
How did it feel? I only have one question, which you don't have to answer right now, but I did know that there wasn't a lot of script in the film. There were just a lot of ideas and they'd started shooting. They were definitely weeks into shooting before, and they didn't really have a script. So that may allow, like, you've seen it, I haven't yet, so that may fill a few blanks in for you. Like,
I mean, it very definitely got to a point of like, here's the linchpin to drive the rest of the plot forward that we're exposing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell the stunts came first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the script was somewhere in there. But also, there was I still think there's a solid enough script in there. Like, there's some very funny dialogue, and there's some very clever stuff in there too.
Yeah, good.
So yeah,
I should know. They kept me up a couple of nights shooting on the harbour, bastards, shining their big bloody lights into my window.
Actually,
I have to go because I have just spotted an enormous cockroach.
Ah,
I need Godzilla to go and fix this for me. So I'm gonna wrap this up because I cannot go to bed with that running around my
Understood.
Okay, that is fair. Monkey punch lizard or monkey punch cockroach.
Monkey punch cockroach. And also I should talk about Monkey Man, which I did get to go see, which I should write something about too.
Okay.
That's out as well.
Excellent. Anyway, we'll let you go. You
were
terrified.
Pray
terrified.
For me.
All right, then.
We'll go and do a raid if I can find
Don't
something.
Don't get me wrong. I love Jack Black. Adrian Brody is great. Naomi Watts is delightful, my friends. But I didn't come here to see any of them.
Get to the fucking monkey. Get to the fucking monkey. Get to the fucking monkey.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I love Lord of the Rings. Meet the Feebles was great.
Don't get me wrong.
Heavenly creatures I do recommend. But I didn't come here to sing.
Get to the fucking monkey. Get to the fucking monkey. Get to the fucking monkey.
Any circus is great in real life, but he's not who I paid my $12 for. Don't get me wrong, I've been here so long and I haven't seen Kong.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table Podcast. If you have comments, feedback, questions or suggestions, email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. From our website, you can find our Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook links, as well as ways to donate to the show if you're feeling generous. And of course, you can join in the show live on Tuesday and Friday nights on our Twitch channel. Until next time, stay awesome!